Hey, I'm Uri Geller, and right now I am transmitting a thought into your mind. Can you feel it? Yes, it is my website, www.urigeller.com. And guess what? I love Ghostly Talk. These guys, Scott, Doug, and Will, are supernaturally great.
Go to addunderground.com and click on Slack and Radio every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time to check out past shows of Ghostly Talk.
Thank you. Bill Lanero is the EVP specialist for the Atlantic Paranormal Society. Specifically, Bill is the brain behind EVP Online Resource, which can be found at http://www.evpor.com. Get it? EVP Online Research, EVPOR.com.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of his site is to provide those that have an interest in EVPs or those that are interested in pursuing EVP investigating with the resources to help make their investigations more effective. Bill firmly believes that the proper definition of EVP should be electronic vibration projection, which is sounds, vibrations, that are projected onto a recording medium. We would like to welcome Bill
Lanero. How you doing, Lanero? Bill? Nice to have you on the show.
Sorry about that. Three things happened all at the same time.
That's okay.
Just then. We would like to welcome Bill Lanero to Ghostly Talk.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the show, Bill.
Thank you.
We really
appreciate here.
A lot. Now, the one thing that's very cool that you have going on is the site that Doug mentioned called the EVP Online Resource.
Yeah.
Doug kind of explained it there a little bit as far as what you're doing.
Well, you wrote it, or somebody wrote it.
I wrote it.
You wrote it.
I kind of stole a little bit from there.
You
and
ad-libbed like, it.
Yeah,
I
ad-libbed it,
you know.
We do what we can.
Copy-paste is our friend.
Sure, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, hey, country music's been stealing people left and right. You know? It'll work.
Well, the thing is like you have a lot of the homepage, and you go to this website. The homepage has a lot of opinions from you on there, and I thought that was really, really interesting. I thought it was very cool. At the same time, one of the big things I noticed that you said was, and this I'm going to quote right from your website, and we're just going to roll with this stuff right here. There are a lot of websites and organizations, some of which have been around for 20 plus years, that will try to influence your opinion and manipulate audio to make you believe.
Correct.
I really want to hear more about this, if possible. How do we get to this?
Well, basically, I mean, I've gone to so many EVP websites. I mean, so many EVP websites that state that they're EVPs. You know, first off, they tell you exactly what it is, you know, that you're hearing. So they don't. There's no interpretation for the listener to basically say, you know, this is what I hear. So they're directing you before you've even, you know, had a chance to listen to this audio. They're directing you to hear what they want you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
The way, you know, with the way EVPs, I mean, you guys know this, everyone listening knows this, everybody can hear whatever they want to hear in an EVP.
Mm.
And that's one of the, you know, I guess you'd say one of the, you know, interesting things about EVPs is it's pretty much judgmental to whoever's listening to it. That's what you're going to hear. I have an EVP that you guys, I think, are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
One, I mean, it's pretty clear what it says, but somebody, you know, wrote me and said, it says, you know, where's Ted Danson? And I thought that was just the weirdest thing, you know? So, you know, you go to these websites and they tell you what they think it is. There's no interpretation for you to basically make up your own mind.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's really, really interesting because we've talked about there's this concept we've kind of like, I don't think we really coined it, but we tell people that, like, you know, whenever like we find something that's kind of weird, when we go out and do our sessions and whatnot, I love to bring somebody in the room who may have been there or may have not been there one way or the other and say, okay, I'm going to play this for you. Tell me what you hear.
Exactly.
I don't tell them, hey, you know, if you listen at 11.01452 seconds, you'll hear somebody go, hey.
That's
something
right.
Like that. Because right there, what the term we've always used is that when you do that, you contaminate the evidence by doing that. You've already given them a predisposition to hear what you want them to hear.
It's,
like
it's
you said.
An equivalent of front loading in remote viewing.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
And that's why on my website I don't say what the EVPs actually what I think they say, because what I think they say is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's anybody's going to hear what they want to hear.
How come in my printout I have what they're supposed to say?
That's a what?
Did you do
oh no,
that?
That's a now see that's a different one. That's no. that's one I sent to him.
That's
like
one he
today.
Sent to me. Yeah, that's something
oh
totally
oh
different.
This okay
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, take it easy.
You weren't supposed to get that memo.
I got
no.
this memo.
Well, you know, in order to present these things properly, we do a little bit of front loading, but it's more
sure.
or less just to display these things, put them out there, and give people an idea. You know, maybe what to look for if you're trying to pick these things up.
Well, I'm not even going to read this. I'm going to be surprised because I want to try and analyze what I
maybe
think I hear in the headphones.
Okay.
Maybe you'll hear Ted Danson.
Maybe you never.
You might hear Kirstie Alley. I don't know.
No, I don't want to hear her.
She'll be like, what, shop at Pier 1? Yeah. Shop at Pier 1 Imports.
Is she working for them now?
She did. About 5 years ago, she started doing...
Isn't she working for Jenny Craig or something now? No, I'm serious.
Know,
I'm dead serious. I thought she
maybe, because she is looking fantastic.
Am I correct? She's working
Why
for
are we
Jenny
talking
Craig?
About Kirstie Alley?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get to that. But that is a big thing, Bill. That really is a huge thing.
Yeah.
As far as, you know... And a lot of people do that. They're, you know, we bump into so many people that are like, okay, listen for this real quick. But I think a person who really, like, wants you to check it out and get your own interpretation is going to tell you, hey, just give us a listen and tell me what you think.
Okay, well,
exactly.
I think that what's interesting is if there was a standard of some sort that says, okay, here's what we want to see on a website. If you take your EVP research seriously, right?
Yes.
Then put up a link to it. Don't call it what you think it is. Call it some abstract number, 129GA4, you know, and let people listen to it, and then have another link to a page that if you want to see what we heard from it, you can click here and you can see what we think we hear.
Yeah.
But if you just want to download it and listen to it for yourself, then you can do that without front loading what you're going to hear.
We've thrown a few things up on our site, you know, in the archives and stuff like that too, where we're just pieces of audio we thought were coming out.
Yeah, you put
out.
Like EVP number one, EVP
number two.
Yeah.
But of course, our file names are.
Yeah, there you go.
Are exactly what we think we hear. Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, and on my website, actually, the file names should say EVP1 cleaned, EVP1 uncleaned.
And they do.
Right.
On your site, they do. And that is a great way to do it. It's a great approach, I think.
We break our own desired rule.
Well, hey, you know, you got your own radio station. You can do whatever you want.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. You know, hey. You're worldwide, so you know you guys are like the kings. So it doesn't matter.
You guys, boy, wow, you.
Well, we're something.
I
want to
have
sure,
I want to have Bill on every single week now.
I know. I like that.
Just for saying that, I have a newfound sense of ego. I like it.
There you go.
Hey,
you should have. You know?
Suddenly, I have an ego.
Why don't we check out a couple EVPs? Just for the heck of it, let's check out a couple.
Well, first, before we do the first one, have you heard our? Because I've only ever been present when like two EVPs have been captured, neither on our recorders, but on our friend Scott K. From Indianapolis, Indiana. His recorder captured these two EVPs. Have you heard them? They're on our website.
No.
We gotta get those to you. That's gonna Bill, what I will do tonight when we get done with all this fun stuff and we archive the show, I'm gonna make sure I pop you an email back with the links to these two EVPs that Doug's talking about. I think you might dig them. They're pretty cool. Let's check out. Why don't we do they're the first two on the list now.
Oh, I'm not gonna look.
Will has the list up right now. Or he's supposed to at least. I don't want to give the name out. Let's play that.
Here, he can have my list.
Just so you can use that for reference. Okay,
and
cool.
And you can look, and this is the order, I guess, that they expected in.
Yeah.
Where's my list?
Oh, crap. I forgot to get...
You emailed it.
That'll work then.
Well, no, you sent me two... Well, the thing was today, Bill, you sent me two other ones in the email.
Yeah.
Those. We're going to start with those two. We'll start with
great.
Those two.
Are those on the top here?
Not even on here.
They're not even on there?
It's on a separate piece of paper right here.
Oh, there's a separate piece of paper.
There's a separate piece of paper.
See, I didn't get the memo on how to read our show notes.
This you guys' king status is lowering.
Yeah, I know. We're killing ourselves right now.
There's a regular version and an uncleaned version.
There you go. So you want to play the uncleaned first.
Okay.
And then play the regular.
Okay.
Or the clean version.
Make sure Bill can hear these so that he knows what we're talking about.
Already set up.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go ahead and do this.
Okay, unclean first.
Unclean.
John, are you there?
I heard, John, are you there?
Well,
no, I'm
so
only kidding. But I'm bummed. No. After that, then you do hear a whisper in what sounds like wind. But I noticed that you wrote down... Because I did read two of these before I threw the list down.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote down exactly what processing you did on each file.
Yeah.
But this is unclean, so this is unprocessed, right?
Yeah, that's completely straight from
it's
the
pretty
recording.
Good audio right there. That's a really clean piece of audio. It's nice and loud, too.
So that is like wind or something.
The only processing that was done on that one was just to basically amplify so you guys could hear it a little better.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Are we gonna?
And yeah, the noise you hear is wind.
Okay, let's
hear the clean version.
Let's hear the clean version and see if I can make out what the whispers are.
John, are you there?
Yeah. Wow.
Now, what I'm hearing, this is going to be kind of tough to do it this way. I know we've never really done it this way. It sounds to me, let's hear it one more time, the clean one. Let's hear it one more time.
John, are you there?
Sounds kind of evil.
Well, that's just the process. I mean, when it was just a whisper, it didn't sound. What do you think it says?
Are you asking me?
No.
He's
looking at me.
I'm leering it.
I'm holding the paper in front of me.
Oh, okay.
I front-loaded myself. I can't
do
this.
It sounds like...
Sure, you can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's not fair.
John is here.
Now, wait a minute. Now, the person who hasn't read the paperwork, though, is sitting right here. We have another person sitting right here.
Well, I haven't read that sheet. I didn't even know there was an existing...
What are you hearing, Amber? Okay, play it again for Amber.
John, are you there?
Okay, Amber.
John, I'm here annoying you.
John, I'm here annoying you.
John, I'm here annoying you. I hear John, I'm here, or John is here.
Something like that, yeah.
Something along that line.
Well, that's similar to what the person asked.
Right. So maybe I front-loaded myself.
I don't know. You front-loaded yourself within the EVP. That's a whole new one. Right there. Well, can I, just for sake of radio,
uh-huh.
Bill, can we say what was interpreted? Just for,
absolutely.
Because we're going to have
to do
that.
That was not on the website, so go for it.
Okay. I'm just going to read what the little blurb is here. Where the interviewer asked, John, are you there? And what we think is an answer of, yes, I'm here behind you. So, okay, now that we've contaminated the evidence.
Exactly. So now almost everybody will hear exactly that.
Let's play it just so everybody can hear. John, yes, I'm here behind you.
John, are you there?
I heard that clearly. Yes, I am here behind
you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's keep this in mind, though, because Bill is. I agree with you on this. Take what you want from this. That's what Bill. That's what you say on your site. Take what you want from this. You make your own judgments. What you may be hearing. Obviously, Amber heard something. You know, somewhat different.
Annoying you or something instead of behind you. Still,
I played that for quite a few people, and every single person has come up with something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, you know, friends of mine that have come over to my studio and actually listened while I was doing it, once, you know, I played it for them, they heard something different. I told them what, you know, the interviewer thought it said. They all heard exactly the same thing.
Hmm. Very interesting.
So it's, you know, and that's the thing. It's very subjective, you know, art form, I guess you can call it. You know, you're going to hear what you want to hear.
Well, perception is everything, too. Perception is everything. And there's four people sitting here in this studio right now. And, you know, if we were to sit down with one of these pieces of audio you have here, I guarantee you there's going to be some variance in what we hear. We just displayed it more or less.
Yes. Yeah.
Another.
I had people over here arguing about what it was. I mean, literally to the face-to-face, you know, you're full of crap, you know, you're full of crap, you know. And it gets really heated really quick.
Mm-hmm.
What about one of the EVPs we captured is not a flat, like, made of the ambient sounds kinds of thing. It actually has a reverberation or an echo because we were in a covered bridge,
mm-hmm.
And it actually sounds like she said what she said, you know, because it echoes. Now none of us heard her. Right?
Mm.
But it sounds like she actually said it because it's got the echo or the latency or whatever it is you would expect to have in a covered bridge. And it doesn't sound particularly like it was just laid directly on the recording medium.
Sounds like she was there with us.
Yeah, it sounded like she was there with us and talking just like we were talking, which is because it has that tonal quality. It wasn't, you know, just like projected onto the tape.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd attribute to the acoustics of the bridge, or, you know,
right,
the residual?
It sounds like it actually had bridge acoustics applied to this voice.
When you hear our voices in the audio, for example, Bill, you know, you can hear our voices echoing and stuff like that, and you can also hear her voice echo in the same manner. Her voice had the same characteristics that ours did. The problem, obviously, was that there was no little girl there. That's
sure.
What we're talking about. Well, I'm going to send that over to you for sure. I want you to hear that definitely tonight.
So, but do you notice some EVPs with acoustic variation like that, or do they all seem flat?
Absolutely. I mean, I get viewers from, you know, the TAP show that will, I mean, I'll probably get 75 emails a day. You know, and out of that 75, maybe, you know, 25 will have audios attached to them.
Mm.
And, I mean, they run the gamut from, you know, really good ones to really bad ones, but you can't verify any of them.
Mm. Well, you weren't there.
Exactly.
You weren't there.
That's it. And you know, some of them will be like that. They'll have the room acoustics. And it'll sound like it's clear as I'm talking to you right now. And, you know, and they'll be sent to me by a 10-year-old kid. Mm. So, you know, and they're telling me that they're really scared and they're all this, but I can't verify it.
No.
So what can you do?
You can't do much to help that person.
What's it like for you, because we were talking about that on the first segment or something, that there's something about EVPs that are captured in your presence versus EVPs that you either get off the internet or friends play for you and things like that. There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's like a pit in your stomach that has this nervous reaction when you were physically present.
Mm.
And
yeah, well, it's kind of like a car. If you see a car accident, you're shaken up right afterwards. But if you see, you know, you hear about a car accident or you see it on TV, it's not really that big of a deal. You're not there. You're detached from it.
That's a great way to put it, too.
Oh, okay.
Great way to put it.
So that degree of separation.
That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm. Is all it takes. Interesting.
That's a great way to put it, too.
Let's hear another EVP.
All right. This is the second one that you sent me earlier today, Bill.
Okay.
There was only one version of this one, right?
There should be a clean version and an unclean version.
Is that what's on there? That's what should be on there, Will.
No.
There's just one version there?
Which would be, if I say the names, then there's
is two. Is it EVP, EVP 2, I think?
Let me see here. Oh, for God's sake, the one that says...
I'm taking my headphones off. I'm playing my ear.
Let me see here. The list... You pulled that list down the exact way the list was supposed to be, right?
Well, I'm still working off this other separate
show. Yeah, there's another one that was on that list. We had those two, the we just played, and then there's the other two.
Right, but they're different, though, I think, aren't they?
No. No, they're both... Let me just read what you sent me, Bill. Okay,
right.
I'm not going to give away what's set. All
okay.
Right. Let's see here. Here is the I'm not going to say it. One cleaned up even more. Okay, you know what? That's one that we're gonna listen to later on too. I think
okay.
You on
okay.
The list.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see where there's two of them now. Yeah.
Okay. You understand them?
Yeah. I see where the two.
Okay. Well, let's play that then.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. The one that's not so clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know this one.
Okay, which one was that, Bill? You want to explain that a little bit without giving it away?
Well, it's the one from the TAPS website. It's one that I probably get more emails about that EVP than any other EVP ever. And, I mean, I probably get 20 emails just about that one alone every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one where people, you know, one of the ones where people say, it's Ted Danson. You know, so once it's cleaned up, for 99.9% of the people agree that, you know, that's what they think it says. And that's, you know.
Play it again before.
Let's play, let's hear it one more time. What's that change falling at the end?
That's one of the things about it. It's like coins being thrown down on a table.
I'm not dead?
Well, this was all. What?
Maybe.
Okay. How do I? Ted Danson.
Doesn't sound like Ted Danson to me. But.
Play it one more time. Let's hear it.
Will we do the clean version this time? The cleaner?
Let's hear the cleanup version of it.
Oh, well. I can hear that. Yeah.
That was so fast. Let me hear it again. Holy crap, you guys met Ted Danson. That's totally awesome. I've always wanted to meet Ted Danson. Congratulations, guys. That's what it sounds like.
It doesn't sound like Ted Danson.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, not at all.
What?
It rhymes with I'm not dead. But should I say what I think it says?
For the sake of radio.
I'm naked.
I'm naked.
There you go.
Ooh.
That's what 99% of the people are.
Did you read that?
Agree
I didn't read it. That's what it says. The first in the less clean version, mm-hmm. I thought it said "I'm not dead," And then the clean version, it just, it pops.
Right? What grabs me more is that sound afterwards.
Yeah.
It sounds like change falling.
Yeah, maybe he's naked. He has no place to put his coins. Yeah, you know. I don't know.
It's a weird sound. I mean, I didn't know. I thought maybe somebody did drop something for real. But, I mean, you said that that's something that couldn't really be explained, though.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't there when it was recorded. You know, nobody, you know, at the time of the recording, you know, experienced that.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, there's one thing I noticed on your site, too, that you talked about, that EVP is not... Well, you want to refer to it as something else.
Yeah, electronic vibration projection.
Okay, do you care to explain that? Because I have an idea where you're coming from, but I really want our listeners to hear about this too, because I think it's really important.
Well, I mean, basically that last EP is a good example. I mean, you're hearing coins drop. That's not a voice. So to classify everything as a vocal audio, it wouldn't do it justice. I mean, there's people that have trains drive going by that have recorded that, a car is going by, the sound of, you know, just instrumental music being played in the background. None of that is voices.
I was going to say that we talked about that a little bit earlier of what you said, Scott from Ghost to Ghost.
Richard
from Ghost to Ghost. They recorded that music. We're still looking through it and going through the tapes and listening to it. We recorded something last weekend that we thought were gunshots that were coming through the recording, I'm still going, okay, I'm still kind of locked in the electronic voice phenomena mindset.
Sure. Where I'm like, most people are.
Yeah, I want to hear somebody talking to me.
Sure, that's the accepted, explanation for it. It's an electronic voice phenomenon, but that doesn't describe the entire field of EVP.
Yeah, there are a lot of weird sounds that I know we picked up things. I know there was when we were out at the Bates in the Bates woods. Remember when we went at the Bruce's house?
Yeah,
we picked up something. It was just myself and Doug out in the woods, and we were just kind of like saying stuff here and there.
It sounded like a car lot speaker horn, Salesman Bob, would you please report to the manager's office? You have a phone call. And it's got that echoey in the speaker horn
bullhorn.
Bullhorn kind of sounding thing. And it sounds like an announcement on a used car lot. It sounded like to me.
We didn't hear that, really. Now,
we didn't hear it while it was happening, but we heard it on.
But it was a weird sound, though. It was strange. And there was others. We heard... It just was loud, clamoring stuff that we did not hear when we were... It was just a quiet night in the woods, sitting by ourselves, just like having a very sporadic discussion. So there is this idea, and I think I agree, there is more than just voices out there, Bill.
Sure, exactly.
I think there's other sounds and stuff like that. Why don't we take a quick break as my voice is going? I'm losing my voice again. But we got a lot more EVPs to go through, too. We have a whole list here. So why don't we take a quick break here? This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back with Bill and Arrow.
www.sidhake.com, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. And that's the only reason I don't have my boot up your ass. We'll be right back.
Seb from TrinityScience.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Exhausting shows.
I love it.
Feels like I've run a marathon today.
And I love it. I love it talking to all the cool folks.
Oh, yeah.
And all the interesting theories and phenomenal books and all. Just, it's, this is
making what... bone sculptures and taking EVP and making it into music. I didn't know. You think 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't think people would be doing all this work that they're doing, but it's really great to see all the work that's being put in, especially the EVP research. That's why we have Bill here on the phone. Bill Lanero.
Bill Lanero.
I hope he's still here.
Of you are around, right?
Absolutely.
Cool. Of EVPOR.
EVPOnlineResource.com. Well, that's EVPOR.com.
EVPOR.com, yeah.
The EVP Online Resource. Very cool website for people that are starting in this. It'll give them some ideas to help them out, maybe. And improve their techniques, which is really important.
And to give people, you know, almost a set of protocols to go by and not just haphazardly run out there and grab a recorder and, you know, start recording and then come back and say, hey, look what I caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's great that everybody's out there doing it, you know, because you're bringing attention to the field. But if you don't follow procedures and you don't, you know, do it the right way, then all you're doing is giving more ammunition to the skeptics out there.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look, this isn't real.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you think maybe EVPs that you capture might be in any way created by you?
I'd say no. I don't personally think so. I mean, I guess it could happen, but I mean, you know, I guess we could just easily say it's created by, you know, Santa Claus. We don't know.
Well, yeah, there's the huge gray areas like there always is, and there's ideas. We've been talking to a lot of people lately who have been saying a lot of what Doug. That's why Doug, I'm sure, asked that question. Is, you know, a lot of these things are created by us as people. We are with psychokinesis. We create EVPs. We create apparitions. We create all this stuff.
Well, that's what the parapsychologists say.
A lot of parapsychologists say that. Yeah,
we've got thousands of questions pouring in through the online chat.
Oh, we got questions?
Because we're in the OmniSound Radio 1 chat room when we do the show.
Well, do we want to ask Bill some? Well, do we want to get some of these questions out to Bill?
Well, yeah.
Okay, let's do it then.
First
hey, Bill,
of all,
I think we changed the plan. We talked about we had this great plan on break.
We had planned our next half
that?
Hour. It's being thrown out the window.
You obviously have not been a host on, I mean, I'm sorry, a guest on Ghostly Talk before, or a host.
So you haven't seen how our you know, carefully laid plans get thrown out the window at a moment's
notice. Right. You guys need 5 hours.
Don't do that. It's Don't give anybody any ideas here, please.
The music on the break.
Yeah, what about?
Somebody says, was that Bill's music playing?
That was Lanero. That's your band, Lanero,
yeah,
right?
Well, that album, the song, I think the last song you played was Mr. Grinch, and that was from my first album, which has Stu Hamm from Joe Satriani playing bass, and Gigi Gonaway from Mariah Carey playing the drums, and Mike Mangini from Steve Vai's on there as well. But that was my first album, and then the band as it is now is in the studio recording a new album.
Wow.
But that album, the one you just heard, you can actually get at my website or at thenewalbum.com, which is a shameless plug, sorry.
No, do it. That's totally cool.
Do
go
it.
Ahead.
Indie
Me. Yeah, your band's way. It's at Lanero.net. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Lanero.net. Just like spell like your last name.
I think it's bookmarked in your bookmarks.
Oh, it's in my bookmarks. This is great. It's great stuff. I was so excited to play Bill's music on the show today. It's always great to have a guest who's a ghost hunter and a musician, because I used to be a ghost hunter and a musician. Now I'm just a ghost hunter.
That.
Yeah, so it's like I really love to talk to people like yourself, because we can play their cool music on there and then talk about the paranormal stuff on top of that.
You're taking your band to San Fran, aren't you?
What's that?
You're going to San Fran.
San Francisco?
Yes, we are. We're playing June 10th at 12 Galaxies. So anybody that is in the San Francisco Bay Area, come out, because it's a competition and we need everybody there as possible. $12 from us, $18 at the door, and you can buy tickets from us at sellthem.com.
You guys are trying. This is something you guys are trying to actually go and play in Germany. This is what the contest is for, right?
If we win this comp, we've already passed through two rounds and won the first two rounds. This is the third round. We go, if we win this round, we go to the next round, which is in San Francisco at Great American Music Hall.
Ooh.
And if we win that, we go to Germany. The winner of that basically wins the entire package, which is like 2 weeks in a recording studio in Sweden and, you know, a full tour and endorsements and the whole deal.
Oh, wow.
Well, while you're there, while you're in San Fran, I want you to go over and take the Haunted Hate walking tour.
Uh-huh.
The Haunted Hate, it's in the Haight-Ashbury district.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is because where we meet with the manager of this whole contest thing is in the Haight district, right in Haight-Ashbury.
You got to find Tommy Netzman. He's the guy that does the Haunted Hate walking tours.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I want you to go on the tour.
I've been wanting to.
And I want you to get back with us and tell us if you have to walk up a hill.
Yeah, that's
you can't go in San Francisco without walking up a hill.
He told us.
We got into a big argument with Tommy when we had
Tommy's
on the
like,
show.
Nope, there's no hills. And we're like, we're fat. We're not going up hills.
Yeah.
And he goes, there's no hills. It's completely flat. And then later he's like, and then you go up the hill and you get to see, like, the murder house or something.
And we're like, wait, hold it.
You said up a hill.
We're
not going now.
You said no hills.
No, I mean, I go to San Francisco all the time. I'm only 30 minutes away, and it's there's hills everywhere.
Oh, God. I've been to California. I don't know why I had to ask him that question when he was on the show. I've been to California, and it's nothing but hills. And why does everybody drive stick shifts out there? There are nothing but hills, and everybody out there drives stick shifts. You'd think it'd be the other way around on one side of the country to the other.
Well, see, you're making a mistake right there. You're saying what everybody out here actually does is drive.
No.
Nobody drives here. They just pretty much jump in the car and just take off. Haphazardly.
Okay,
they haphazardly move forward.
They just they don't take the roads. They just go in the general direction of where they have to go, whether it's somebody's house or whatever.
Yeah. I know I need to be not here, but somewhere else. So I'm just gonna go.
That's right.
But yeah, look up Tommy Netzband and the Haunted Hate walking tour.
Yeah, but guys out there in San Francisco, go out and check out Bill's band, which is Lanero. You said it's at 12 Galaxies in San Francisco.
Yeah, 12 Galaxies in San Francisco.
Awesome, totally cool. Is there any other questions in the chat room?
Yeah, okay. White Noise versus No Noise. Oh. That's from who is that? That was
Vlade.
Vlade wants to know that.
Vlade.
Crap.
White Noise versus No Noise.
Absolutely. So was the movie.
I think that is the most. Can I say asinine? One of the most asinine things I've ever heard was using White Noise when you're trying to capture an EVP. I mean, all you're doing is adding more noise for you to have to clean up later on. You might even be masking up something that maybe the spirit doesn't have enough energy to begin with. But now you're masking up him or her or whatever it is, you know, anything they might have said. You might actually take that out when you're trying to take out the white noise. And I know you can use a spectrum analyzer and go through all that, but why add all this noise to begin with?
The theory.
I know there's gonna be a lot of hate mail in this probably, I'm sure.
you know the theory, right?
Yeah, you know, and I just think it's a lot of bull.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's just,
then I don't have to say it.
Along with the movie White Noise, I think they're both a bunch of bull.
Oh.
So.
All right, I'm your new biggest
fan.
Well,
I'm going to turn my microphone off so you and Doug can slam White Noise for the next, like, the remainder of this show.
I'm telling you, it was horrible.
I don't think I've ever been so disappointed in a movie in my life, and an actor. I mean, I really like Michael Keaton, but since that movie, I just absolutely, and I think the whole, the people's, you know, motives behind that movie, I don't think it was making people believe or teach people about EVP.
I thought
it was more, after watching the film myself, and I've said this before on the show here, that I thought that what they were doing was more in the realm of instrumental trance communication as opposed to electronic.
It was more
group.
ITC.
Yeah, they were
EVP.
More, it seemed like they were building more, they were trying to, you know.
Do the video form
all kinds
of
stuff.
ITC.
Yeah. It seemed like they
were. And, I mean, after seeing the movie, I think they were more trying to get across the, you know, which direction of the bank.
Well, yeah, that's a given. We all know that.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of money generated from that film, and now I see it in line at the drugstore.
Yeah.
$6.99.
Yeah. You can take home a copy of White Noise on DVD.
Beowulf.
That's right.
Beowulf
with special features.
Beowulf in the chat room wants to know: digital versus analog tape.
Ooh, good one. I always like this question.
Ooh, that is a good one. Yeah. I don't know. There's people out there that don't think digital is a good medium, but there are people that do because you don't get that motor noise, you don't get the tape stretch from an analog tape that you know like you get. A lot of people, you know, when you use analog, you have to only use one side of it. If you use two sides, then you're going to run into problems.
Mm-hmm.
So with digital, you get that ability to index, to jump to it real quick. You can, you know, use an USB out from your you know, from your recorder straight into the computer. So everything's a lot quicker. You get a lot more recording time, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I personally prefer digital myself.
Well, the thing is, I know, and this is coming from me, a musician also. With analog tapes, you're gonna get a little bit more warmth in the environment, I think,
sure,
as far as the recording goes, and that might actually help you with recording in some situations.
Sure.
It gives you just a little bit more density, I think, as opposed to the hard digital sound where what you get pretty much. I mean, that's exactly. You still have hiss though.
Is it more a function of the microphone quality then than the? Because the microphone has the diaphragm that's actually doing the vibrating, right?
Sure, and that's why I like external microphones for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a good external microphone. But the other thing is, you know, if you're using analog, and let's say you're going into an investigation, and you want to leave this analog, you know, tape unattended in a room, you know, with the door shut, nobody in there, for 2 hours, you can't do it.
The
longest tape you've got is a 45-minute side. So you've got to go back in now. You've got to, and what if you forget? You know, you might be missing something.
Exactly,
At least with digital, you can leave it up there, and you can, you know, just let it, you know, pick up for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, even more.
Yeah, depending on what type of, what model, you know, recorder you have, there are some that, I know mine, my particular model, it records it, isn't it? We have the same one, Amber, don't we? It's like 8 hours of recording time we have on there.
Yeah, and, you know, there's even a new microphone that's coming out, I believe it's from Shure, that actually has a built-in flash recorder that'll record up to 17 hours of music in the microphone.
Wow! I want one.
Yeah, well, it's $1,800.
Oh, I don't want one.
I want the price to come down.
I want to wait about 3 or 4 years when it's like 1995.
So they're in every Radio Shack.
It'll be a Radio Shack for karaoke.
That's what I need.
You know, but yeah, I mean, you know, and as for microphones, I mean, I just learned a really cool thing from Rick Bugera from Birch Paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys have talked to him plenty of times. He said if you take a, and I didn't know this, if you take a boundary mic and you place it against a wall, you'll increase the sensitivity by 6 dB. So that's something I got to try.
What type of mic is that again?
Boundary mic.
Okay, a boundary mic, all right.
Well, here's the thing. Even, and everybody, if you take a speaker and actually turn it around so it's aiming at a wall, you can the sound is like amplified incredibly through the whole room because the sound is bouncing off that flat hard surface
and
dispersing into the environment.
And I used to do that with my little cheapy icky little computer speakers.
Mm-hmm.
You'd walk up to my computer desk, you'd be like, "Oh my gosh, the speakers have turned around!" But it was to take advantage of using the wall as an acoustic device.
Why, Doug?
So it does happen.
I didn't know you had that much experience with sound.
Well, all I did was once I pulled the cord.
It got stuck.
I pulled the cord and the speaker turned around. I'm like, hey, that's louder and better. Oh, I like that. So I turned them both around and it worked.
Hey, do we have any more questions from people in? Is there any other questions?
Probably, but I missed them.
You missed them.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we try, if we can, I think on the list there, Will, we have like EVP1 and stuff like that. You see EVP1 before and after?
Well, there is one.
Oh, I know which one this is.
Well, there's EVP1.
It's in the next list.
Yeah, it's in the other list.
I don't want to read it, but
yeah, we're not. Well, we're not. We're gonna go with we have EVP.
They're down in the.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we try? Yeah, you want to try? Listen, this is off. This is straight off the site too.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try. We'll listen to a couple more of these. This one's called EVP1. Now this is the way the setup is way easier. Let's just play it and see what we can.
Before and then after. Okay.
Well, let's play. Yeah, let's play before. This is before we did a little, you more or less cleaned it up. Yeah.
Yeah, filtering, yeah.
All right, we'll play the before right now.
Okay. No, that's the wrong one. Somebody's fired.
Oh, boy, what'd I do? Well, that's the same one as you, well, let's go to two then. Let's just go to two, no problem.
Okay, so two before.
Yeah, well, we're going to go to EVP2. This is from your website, too, Bill.
Okay.
All right. There was all kinds of stuff on there. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's hear that one more time.
What was the amplitude change? Why was there
like the very end of it?
Yeah.
That was basically because there was nothing there before. This one is from TAP's website.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ones they had. And basically, at the very end there was nothing. It was silence. pretty much. But what I did is I amplified it just a little bit, because I thought I heard something in there, and I did. So that was basically what you hear just with amplification at the very tail end.
Well, I heard in the non-amplified part, there's like, what, 5 or 6 syllables.
I heard something goes, bleh, bleh. It kind of creeped me out a little bit.
I heard 4 syllables.
Yeah.
Something, something. And then something that drags on, and then a short syllable, a hard syllable like doe or something, you know, like a harsh sound with an O at the end, and then when I was too startled at the amplification to actually pay too much attention to it, so I didn't get anything out of that, but I heard 4 syllables. Like, can we do the cleaned up?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's something very quick in the
in the amplified section of the audio. Yeah. But what was that kind of drawn out, like kind of groaning thing? Was that something that would you guys determine that to be something anomalous also?
Well, do you want me to tell you what we think it might be?
Sure. I mean, for radio's sake, again, let's do it.
The beginning of it, I miss Adam, and then the last part in Nancy.
Okay, then now that we've destroyed
let's
it,
try
then
that.
Let's give it a listen.
Preloaded.
Preloaded, let's see if that's what I hear. Does it make sense in the context of the actual hunt?
From what I've been told, yeah, it does.
There was someone there named Nancy, for example, or something like that?
Well, yeah, I guess apparently the owner of the house, his name was Adam, and the house was given to him by his great-grandfather who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then from what I was told, Nancy was either a niece or a granddaughter or something like that. Maybe it could be Yancy. I don't know.
We know a guy named Yancy.
Yeah.
We know a guy named Yancy.
Maybe he misses him.
I don't know.
Well,
that's interesting.
I guess I can sort of hear the Adam part, it's
groaning sound.
Adam is how it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, the Adam. Yeah, right.
That's the Adam.
It sounds like death metal. Like okay, it's definitely interesting though. I haven't heard anything in that manner before. Why don't we try number 3 on the list we have? This is from your website also, Bill.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say a word. Let's just play the before. Whoa!
What the hell?
Yeah, that was just a groan.
Was that it?
I don't even know which one that is myself.
Well, that was just like a digital, kind of like a digital, kind of like, it's number 3 on your list.
Do the after, and let's see what that sounds like. I wonder if that was a bad file download. Okay, that's completely different than the before.
Wonder what happened.
Do
what
the before again.
Something got blown up. Something got fried there or something like that.
Yeah.
Bad connection, maybe.
Yeah, something
all I hear
down,
is,
yeah.
All I hear is...
Yeah, that's weird. Let's just play the after one of that.
Okay.
That one obviously is intact. Sorry about that, Bill. I don't know what happened.
No problem.
I think it got something in the transmission got destroyed. Let's listen to number 3, the after version of it.
Check yourself. I don't know, but that's really fast. That's a fast.
Let's hear it one more time.
Or check this house, or I don't know. What do other people hear in that? Should we
play it again so I know which one you're talking about?
Okay. Are you getting it, Bill?
He doesn't know.
I can barely hear it.
Can you turn it up for him, Will?
Let me try it again for you.
Alright. Yeah, you know, that's one of those ones, though. There is no consensus on what it says.
It's just something that just kind of came out, and
you didn't make any sense. If you hear the original, it's kind of, you know, really low in volume, not as low as the one you guys played, but pretty low in volume. So basically that was just, you know, here it is, make up your own mind what you think it might be.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's one thing that it's dying to be talked about, is that, you know, that's a characteristic of a lot of these EVPs we see. And this one we just played is a good example of that. A lot of these, sometimes these voices are very quick and very, yeah. They're very quick. And,
well,
go ahead.
Well, they are very quick, but see, the thing is, a lot of people, they'll hear, you know, what you don't hear, there could still be something there. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, if you're going to, you know, do an audio processing, don't cut it off right at the beginning. Don't cut it off right at the end. Leave some room on the tail end and the beginning of it. Because once you process a little more, you might actually bring something out.
Well, that's one of the ones that we were talking about earlier with you concerning Indiana. One of the two EVPs I'm going to send you tonight the links for. There was one where we heard something very clear, but when you listen to the thing closely, like about a good 30 seconds on both ends of it, you hear other stuff. You hear
yeah,
other
exactly.
things. Under us, under myself and Doug talking, having our conversation, you hear other weird stuff under the audio that you really have to dig in there to hear it. But it's clearly there. It's a very eerie thing. Go ahead, Ben.
And I've had people send me, you know, audio files, and you know, they've sent me ones where they've cut it off and it sounded like a robot because they overprocessed it. So I asked for the original file, and once they sent me the original file, you know, it would be, you know, 20 minutes long or 10 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't encourage people sending me 20-minute long audio files, though. But, you know, they send me 10-minute ones, and I could hear stuff, you know, afterwards or before, clean it up a little bit, and, you know, discover something that might not have been there.
Well, yeah, there is the much loved and I would say yeah the much loved stretch audio feature
yeah.
that you have in a lot of these pieces of software now. So, and I know people that they have the right idea, their heart's in the right place. They'll
sure.
take what they think is a voice, and it's so fast, like we said before, sometimes that what they'll do is they'll try to stretch it out to see if it's an actual word being pronounced out. And that's
sure.
where you start, obviously, you know, in the mechanics of this software, you overprocess, it starts sounding like a robot and stuff
yeah.
like that.
And I kind of like to equate, like, you know, cleaning EVPs and recording in the same sense as that. Just because you have the technology and just because you have the tools available to you doesn't mean you should use everything you have. I mean, nowadays we can go in and record, you know, 192 tracks on a song.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you need to go in there and throw every single piece of equipment that's ever made on that song.
No.
So when you're doing EVPs, the same thing. It doesn't mean you need to go in there and throw every filter you have and every EQ setting you had, you know, every compressor
mm-hmm.
to try and get this EVP to come out.
Well,
use a little bit of,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
Use a little bit of EQ, a little bit of common sense and patience. You know, and if it's there, it'll happen.
Well, we were talking about that on the break earlier, Bill. I found the most compelling EVPs that I've heard from from stuff we've done or from stuff people have even sent us were the ones that I'm like, when I've asked them, like, okay, what'd you do to, like, you know, what did you do? What did you do to clean it up? They're like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Those
exactly.
are the most compelling piece of evidence right there, and those are what you'd consider, I guess, a Class A type EVP,
sure.
where you're not
exactly.
having to rip the audio apart or pull noise out from under it. It's very clear. You know what's being said. It's pretty self-explanatory. You don't have to really explain too much to people. That's a really important thing, and I mean, that's what I look for. You know, there's
exactly.
You hear a lot of stuff. You know, I think when you sit down with an hour or 2 hours of audio, when you're doing an EVP session, like, which I know you've done plenty of those.
Yeah, I'll sit down here in my studio, and, you know, I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning anyhow every night, so I'll sit down here by myself with the lights off, you know, and just the glow of the monitor,
mm-hmm.
you know, with headphones on, and I'm listening to EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't do it to the point to where I start developing ear fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take a break, because what's going to happen is, you know, you'll sit here for 20 minutes, you know, listen to something 50 times over and over and over again, and you will hear a different, you know, vowel or a different syllable every time, you know, a new pass on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to take a break and walk away and not listen to anything to give your ears a rest.
Mm-hmm. And that's a true musician talking right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, get a good set of headphones. Get something
mm-hmm.
that covers your ears. I mean, if you're going to do this and you're going to go into it, you know, full bore ahead, and you want people to take you seriously, get good equipment. Spend that money on
mm-hmm.
a, you know, $125 set of headphones. Not some, you know, cheap Sony ones that just cover, you know, your earlobes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, they got to cover everything.
Mm-hmm. And there is that, like you said, there is that. It's a very important thing. As I know, I've done it to myself before. Speaking as a musician too, you can't burn your ears out. You need to take a break
yeah.
on your ears, or you will not. You'll be hearing all types of different things, and then you get up the next morning, you'll hear something totally different.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's happened so many times, and I mean, to the point to where I'll go back and listen to it the next morning and think, how did I even possibly think it could have said what I thought it said last night?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, but sometimes, you know, I'll write it down what I think it might have said. So this way I can kind of have a reference. But then as soon as I do that, I'll hear exactly that again.
Exactly. That's really important, I think, for people that are just starting out to know right off the bat. Don't think that you're going to be – if you sit there like for 15 hours and keep going over a second and a half of audio that you're going to get any results from that. Usually I found like anything with a lot of things out there, usually your first – intuition, let's say, the first thing that you think of, that's usually the most correct idea that you're going to have.
Just like music.
Exactly.
You could sit here and lay down a solo, and the first one you lay down is going to be the best one.
Yep. Unless you're like me, where you have to sit there and take the track like 400 times.
Sure.
Try and go home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm guilty of that myself. You know, not 400, maybe 90. But, you know, and it turns out that you know, what I did the first time was still the best one.
Mm-hmm. I've done that before. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's amazing how much music and art and the paranormal are related.
Absolutely. You know, but the other thing I want to say is people, you know, they need to... When you've got an audio file and you've imported it into your computer, don't immediately add gain to it and to make it louder. You know, add some EQ to it first.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of that hiss in there, and then go in. You know, after you've done all that, maybe you've added a noise reduction to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then go in and add some gain to it, because if you add gain before you've even cleaned it or before you set any EQ to it, all you're doing is increasing all that distortion and that hiss and that noise. So then what you do is you increase more ear fatigue on yourself.
Exactly. You're totally right about that. Bill, unfortunately, God, we're at the top of the hour again.
That is it.
Stay on the line for us, though, if you don't mind. We got a couple things we want to talk about.
I want to explain real quick. Jake Robinson said that when we got these sort of mixed up. Of course. We knew our playlist was an absolute wreck.
First
hour.
In defense of myself.
One of them was a TAPS EVP, and then the other was a listener or a viewer sent in EVP.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I thought I had it all organized.
There were two TAPS EVPs and one viewer EVP.
Okay. Cool. I had the list all out. You guys look how nice and pretty this thing is. I thought I had it all taken care of.
That's okay. You guys, we have to make room for Full Moon Radio. Full Moon Radio is coming up next on OmniSound Radio 1 and Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Wow. This has been quite a week. We got to talk to Scorpio.
My head hurting, dude. My head hurts.
We got to talk to Scorpios. We got to talk to Philip Gardner, mm-hmm. and of course Bill Lanero.
We have on the line right now. Yes. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Don't forget, everybody, come out June 12th.
Oh yeah, definitely. let's hit that again, man. The 12 galaxies in San Francisco, California. 12
galaxies in San Francisco. And if you want to find out any more information, you can go to our website at lanero.net or sellthem.com is where we're selling the tickets through. It's our website, sellthem.com.
Cool.
Excellent.
All right. While we get out of here,
we have to make way for Full Moon Radio, and of course we'll be doing specials throughout this week, two specials through this week.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
We'll be broadcasting on Saturday instead of Sunday, right?
Next coming weekend, yeah, we will be at the conference and we'll be broadcasting on Saturday.
So we will not be here. We'll be doing a podcast or something on Sunday.
Yep.
We'll
try to get the archive up. We'll try to. We're going to be on the road and stuff all weekend.
Yeah. We'll be on the road.
We'll work it out.
At the CPRI conference.
Yes, we're looking forward to
see you all there.
For sure.
So until a couple of weekends from now, this has been Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott O.
I'm Will.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Don't hate the media. become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think. Right.
The media, become the media.